Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour 2 here on Maggie and Perloff. We're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. We had a lot of fun talking to Brian Jones last hour about the national title game. And Maggie, Machiavellian Maggie, declares that Nick Saban, kind-hearted, gentle Nick Saban,
yes,
is actually manipulating the entire country into thinking he is a great guy. Now, of course,
the new lighter Nick Saban. He's a little fawn, that guy.
Nick Saban in the NFL was not so happy. I don't remember any, I don't remember him
short-lived
sitting around saying, oh my gosh, my Dolphins players did such a great job. Dante Culpepper, he's given so much to the team. That was the worst signing, by the way, ever. It didn't work out health-wise. So, as we know, Nick Saban did not work out in the NFL, which brings us to the NFL coaching carousel.
Yeah, it's going to keep spinning, that's for sure. So, we're one day removed from Black Monday. Peter King's going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. But I thought yesterday, like, normally when a team fires its head coach and its general manager, that's signaling rock bottom. But what comes from rock bottom, right? You can really start to sell your fan base on hope. Okay, this is it. We've reached the bottom. It can't get any worse. We're going to bring in new people who are going to get this thing turned around. Yet the Chicago Bears are a specific type of dysfunction. Because even in that rubble of, you know, having to restart and pitch your fan base and try to sell them on this hope that you're going to bring in smart people and you're going to totally change the shape of the franchise and you have a young quarterback and get excited about Justin Fields and trying to turn things around. George McCaskey, the chairman for the Bears, it took approximately 1 hour for him to blow any chance at providing hope for this fan base. I mean, there are train wreck interviews, and then there's what George McCaskey did yesterday. Like, you have a fan base that is just begging for anything, glimmers, something, and he just shot it all to hell yesterday. I mean, it was a real thing. I don't say a beauty because I feel terrible for my friends who are Bears fans, but it was like unreal. Like, you're watching it with your mouth open, like a gape. Wondering, like, how is this guy still talking? Stop talking. Don't keep talking. So some of the egregious things, and this actually kind of goes from the somewhat kind of like serious and just like really bad taste to other things that are just a little bit more lighthearted and funny. But, you know, one of the really embarrassing moments for him was he used the recent death of an NFL reporter, Jeff Dickerson.
The great Jeff Dickerson, by the way. Awesome guy, awesome reporter.
Amazing person. And use that as a entree to chastise Bears fans, a very small, small minority of Bears fans who at one point booed Matt Nagy at his kids' football game by saying that Jeff Dickerson's son was the same age as Matt Nagy's son, who you people booed, like, oh my goodness. I mean, and this was all not off the cuff. At that point, he was reading off of a paper. Do we have some of this? I feel honestly weird playing it, but this was how bad this press conference was, and this is how it started.
Parker Dickerson is about the same age as Matt Nagy's sons. An NFL head coach understands and accepts that he'll be subjected to a fair amount of criticism and that, unfortunately, some of it will be personal. coaches' children do not strike the same bargain. What Matt's oldest son was made to endure at a high school playoff football game was shameful and inexcusable.
Dude, just stop at the tribute to Jeff Dickerson. Don't use that as a way to call out Bears fans. Again, a handful of people who went a little over the top, obviously, and booed Matt Nagy at his kid's playoff football game.
Although I do get a small sense that you might at least consider booing Matt Nagy's kid if you were a Bears fan, based on...
I tend to leave the kids out of it. Okay. Machiavelli and Maggie, even she would leave the kids out of it. So George McCaskey continues on, right? I mean, after that, you know that this is going to get pretty bad. Decides to call out a former Bears legend and accuses him of lying.
I've learned over the years to take just about anything that Olin says with a grain of salt, and I look forward to hearing that story again and hope he includes it in his Hall of Fame induction speech.
So you're saying that it's not true?
That's the way it is sometimes with Olin. Don't get the whole story. And Olin knows what the story is.
Yeah, so Olin claimed that he was offered a job for $15 an hour.
And yeah, Olin Krutz, yeah.
Yeah, Olin Krutz. Yeah, you know what? This one, I'm not sure where that story lands. I'm not sure that the owner had to address it right there. I'm not taking sides in that one. But what I'm sensing from you is that's not something that you need to do in this press conference.
How about this?
Not a subject that needs to be broached.
Okay, how about this? Free advice to the McCaskey family. It's called the high road. It's a very lonely place. So when you are presented with this kind of he said story, you can just take the high road. You know, I love Olin and what he did for this organization. We're going to keep that between us. Boom, move on. There was more. And this is, this is a franchise that's supposed to be selling hope in this press conference. So Ted Phillips is an executive with the Bears who is now supposed to be moving from the football side really just only to the business side, right? This is somebody who should really not have a hand in any kind of football decision-making. So as they're saying that he's really not going to be part of any football decisions, George McCaskey is also saying, but of course he's going to be involved in our search for a general manager because he's going to have to do the contract for this general manager. I'm sorry, what? What are you talking about? Wait a minute, I thought you just said that he's not going to be involved in any kind of football operations. Why now is he going to be helping choose the next general manager? It's like you're in some kind of crazy world feedback loop.
Now, I don't know much about Ted Phillips, but based on the way the football has gone the last couple of years, if he was making a lot of calls, if you're going to pull this guy out of the search, just get him away from there, you're saying.
Well, it gets even worse because then George McCaskey also said that as one of the McCaskies, is a longtime owner of this team, he said, I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator. Do we have the sound on this one? Okay. He's just a fan. He's not a football evaluator. Yet in the next breath, says the general manager will now be reporting directly to him. I mean, you might as well just get the super fans out there. They probably know more about the team. I mean, or what to do with it. Like, you have somebody who says, I'm just a fan. I want to let the football people do what they do. Yet at the same time, the general manager is going to be directly reporting to me.
Right. So he's breaking all the NFL owner rules, the good NFL owners. You know that the formula for success is obvious.
Yeah.
Let the football people do the football things. How many times have we seen owners do stuff like this? Who's it remind you of? It reminds you of Jerry Jones. It reminds you of what Stephen Ross is doing in Miami.
John Mara,
putting their hands where they do not belong. And this is particularly not going well because the Bears are a proud franchise. If he had had like a 12-win season 4 years ago, maybe he could say some of this stuff, but he's got to take a completely different stance.
Yeah, and it just kind of got worse even from there. And, you know, I'm all for, you know, really strong women who find themselves in these like male-dominated industries, right? So for Virginia McCaskey, like, you know, kudos to you, lady. You're 99 years old, a matriarch here, and has spent a lifetime in football. But if you're George McCaskey, you really can't say this.
At one point, in our conversations, I asked her for her assessment of our season. And she said, as only a mother can, I'm very, very disappointed.
Listen, I feel her. She's talking for Bears fans more than George McCaskey is. I mean, very, very disappointed. And probably throw a couple expletives in there, but I'm sure she's too classy a lady. But at the same time, it's like, you can't actually say that to your fan base. Like, guys, mom's mad at me. It's like you're just asking to be mocked.
She's the only one who actually remembers when the Bears have a good quarterback. So she does have an expertise here that no one else in the building has.
Well done.
Yeah. Again, we're fully in support of Virginia McCaskey.
Yeah.
I'd rather actually have her pick the next GM than some of the other people involved in this based on this press conference.
Hell, pick it out of a hat. And then one of the final things that they said that's just going to make Bears fans want to just run and hide is that Ted Phillips, who again is on the business side now, was asked a couple questions in this press conference. It was basically George McCaskey was asked the type of qualities that he's looking for in the next general manager and head coach, and said the same qualities as Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace.
Oh, come on. He didn't say that.
He said a lot
that
of the
one
same
you made
qualities.
Up that last
I
one.
I did not make this up. I'm not making any of this up. I don't have to. This press conference was enough of a train wreck on its own that I don't have to add anything on top. It just speaks for itself.
The quality of throwing a 6-yard pass on 3rd and 8, because that was seemed like it was Matt Nagy's specialty. By the way, have you seen the list of who they want to talk to? It's pretty much every assistant coach in the NFL right now.
It's like a Dead Sea Scroll. You know, you just like unfurl it.
Yeah, let me just throw you some names at you real quick. Todd Bowles, does that excite you?
Well, so Todd Bowles obviously was a coach here with the New York Jets. He is not going to be Mr. Rah-Rah, but, I mean, the guy can coach defense. We know that.
Okay, Brian Daboll, your Bills assistant.
Yeah, we'll get into that sometime.
Matt Eberflus. I mean, after they fire Matt Nagy and bring in Matt Eberflus, and it's nothing against Matt Eberflus. He's interviewed a million times now. He's a hot young candidate. There's no excitement there. But the one that is interesting, you have to admit, what if they trip into getting Brian Flores, who is on their interview list now, the fired Miami Dolphins coach? Wouldn't that be, after all this you said about the press conference, I completely agree with you. What if they get a good GM and they get Brian Flores and are accidentally on the right track?
So two things here, right? Like, number one, Brian Flores, like, this is a unique thing where your approval rating skyrockets right after you get fired. I
yeah,
mean, this is wild. So if I were him, I would definitely take advantage of that. So if he can get the job, I think great. You know, many people, including you and I, didn't believe that he deserved to be fired in Miami. The other would be Harbaugh. Harbaugh can wallpaper over all of this because once he comes in, then it's all about him, right? That's the misdirection. That's the head fake. You get away from the family when you bring in somebody who's not just a football person, but a celebrity.
So this whole press conference works out because they say, this didn't go well. Maggie Gray ripped me on national radio.
Yes, I did.
Let's bring in a big name like Jim Harbaugh. You know, there are also, I'm looking at the list. Doug Peterson would steady the ship a little bit. They could trip into a good coach. Dan Quinn is interviewing everywhere. He's supposed to interview there. Then there's about 9 GM candidates. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You're a potential GM. You're a hot young VP of football operations for the Bucks or some team that has a lot of talent. Does this scare you away, or opportunities so rare, there are only 32 teams, that you say, you know what, maybe he's quirky, or do you think this is a real issue with the Chicago Bears?
I think it's an issue. I definitely think it's an issue. You know, the family-run businesses like this are really, really hard to change. I just saw a list, and it was the list of the board of directors for the Bears. This is, thank you, AFD Timmy on Twitter. This is the board of directors for the Bears. Virginia McCaskey, George McCaskey, Brian McCaskey, Ed McCaskey, Patrick McCaskey, Andrew McKenna, Pat Ryan, and Ted Phillips, who works under George McCaskey. That's a lot of McCaskeys. That's a particularly difficult thing to change, is when you have that much family stacked up in one board of directors.
Yeah, we know how those people got their job. Kind of reminds me.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the Ford family with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
You call it, you know.
And Martha Ford is another badass woman who's been around.
Organizational dysfunction. It's hard to overcome. The GM list, by the way, is 14 names long. A lot of them are retreads, too. I have a feeling This is, to me, this is exactly when things randomly work out for the Bears and they get the right hire. Just because this was so bad that somebody's going to say, you know what? Maybe the guys who've been making the mistake should not make the next set of decisions.
Coming up next, we'll get the thoughts of Peter King, Football Morning in America. Of course, one of the most distinguished football writers in this country. He'll weigh in on the Bears, but so, so much more as we look around the NFL. It's Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and Sirius XM Channel 158.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, going old school. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Yeah, there are many a club that I got busy to this song. And why are you laughing?
That image is funny to me. You getting busy to wild
old
thing?
School rap. Okay. So we were talking about the Chicago Bears press conference fiasco with their ownership. One of the people that they are bringing on is Bill Polian, 79-year-old former general manager. It's been broadcast over the ESPN.
Hall of Famer.
Super famous football guy. So Bill Polian wrote a book, comes out next month with my friend Vic Carucci. It's called Super Bowl Blueprints. He describes what he thinks is the perfect NFL coach. So this is who's hired Marv Levy, Hall of Famer, Tony Dungy, and Dom Capers in Carolina. He's actually had incredible success. Here's all you need. It's simple.
Okay, he's going to crack the code for us.
Yeah, this is easy. You need superior intelligence.
Of course.
Great communicator.
Check.
Great ability to lead and recognize the talents and personalities of his players.
Well, that's specific enough.
Yeah, that's not hard to find, right? So...
Aren't those the qualities that make any good person?
Yeah, these are skills
in any job.
You and I don't even aspire to.
No.
Somewhat intelligence, medium communicators. anyway, we don't do any of those things. But what would be interesting to me is how would you build a bad coach?
Oh, yes. Forget building the best coach possible, right? In a lab or something like that.
Yes.
Want to build the worst coach possible.
I think we need to look at this and we need to... To look at around the league at our coaches that have not succeeded, what are the qualities that they have that has led to this lack of success? And if you can figure that out, maybe you can avoid hiring these guys. Maybe you can look and say, wait, that guy does this wrong. So what are some of the skills we're looking at?
What about even coaches that may have been successful, but their worst qualities?
Right.
So, right, like even if you did have success. So like, for example, I would probably not want to coach with the fashion sense of Bill Belichick.
No.
You know, that's a negative for me.
Well, he is the worst of fashion, but I think all of them are pretty bad at fashion. I mean, is
nothing beats the hoodie.
Yeah, you're right. The hoodie, what is the cutoff sweatshirt? Yeah, that's the worst. But you love Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Do you want me to keep going through?
Yeah, go through yours and then we'll get to mine. What
all
else?
Right, so
you
this
got?
Would be the world's worst coach. You get the fashion sense of Belichick. You would get the commitment of Josh McDaniels. Sorry, Colts fans. I mean, but just, that's just awful. You would get the false bravado of Joe Judge, if I can hear a little of Joe.
More players here who are going to be free agents next year, all right, who are in my office every day, begging to come back. I know that, okay? I know that. Or players that we coached last year that still call me twice a week talking about, you know, how much they wish they were still here and they're getting paid more somewhere else.
I love that quote. Led several reporters to do a deep dive on who these players might be. And there was a possibility it might have been Wayne Gallman. Nobody knows. But it couldn't have been a handful of players.
No, I don't think it was a handful. Maybe one. I need somebody who also has the professionalism of Jim Tomsula.
Nothing but respect for him. A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence.
Oh, no.
So if I'm Bill... That was crystal clear. We were wondering if the audio was going to be good on that. So
we
building,
know that was Jim, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm building the worst coach ever, it's the fashion sense of Belichick, the commitment of Josh McDaniels, the false bravado of Joe Judge, and the professionalism of Jim Tomsula, who ripped one in that press conference.
That's funny because Bill Belichick, as far as success, does not quite belong on that list.
No, but just his fashion sense.
So I'm going to steal one category from you.
What's that?
Loyalty, commitment. Josh McDaniels, I understand, backing out on Indy was not the best move of all time. But the king, Bobby Petrino, leaving mid-season for Atlanta,
yeah.
It does not get any worse than that. And that's, by the way, one of many things that you kind of don't want to steal from Bobby Petrino, some
no.
of the off-the-field stuff.
Yeah.
And
you don't even need like separate categories. You could have just said Petrino.
Your restraint of not doing more Urban Meyer, I respect, by the way. My building up their players, which is one of Bill Polian's tenets.
Yeah.
I think the guy you don't want to follow is former Vikings coach Mike Zimmer. I think you'll hear why in this quote about his backup quarterback, Kellen Mond.
Do you think you want to get a look at Mond next week?
Not particularly.
Mike, why don't you want to get a look at him?
I see him every day.
It's so good. So good.
That is brutal. Maybe that's why he's not there anymore. That's definitely not a quality you want to have in your head coach. Okay, handling the media. There's a lot of guys here. To me, and maybe it's because I'm in New York, Adam Gase is the exact opposite of what you want in a press conference.
Well, yeah, it was a battle for Adam Gase.
Just can we just say it, the eye thing where his eyes were roaming around? There were so many things that went wrong in the Adam Gase. I think Adam Gase is a good football mind, but
I don't know about that.
Whatever.
There's
better at football
than
he was at press conferences. You'll give me that. He's the one press conference guy. I mean, there's a lot of bad press conference coaches. To me, the one that sticks out is Adam Gase.
Well, usually the worst press conference that a coach has isn't usually their first one. That's where Gase really got hung up.
Oh, yeah.
It was the introductory press conference. Like, it was impossible to recover.
But it's funny because Joe Judge, who you mentioned, killed his introductory press conference.
Yeah.
So you never know how it's going to.
Yeah.
So I have to put one great coach on it. For me, time management. When you say bad time management of NFL coaches, what's the name that comes to mind?
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, wait,
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, of course, who Mike McCarthy coached under. Yeah, Andy Reid's the godfather of bad. Now, everyone in Philadelphia, he was noted for his bad time management, and he sort of got over it in Kansas City. Then last year, if you'll remember in the Super Bowl, he botched the end of the first half and gave Tom Brady enough time to score a touchdown with 6 seconds left. This year, if you watch the game they lost recently to the Bengals, there's no way they shouldn't have been able to run out the clock. They had that game won.
Yeah.
But Andy Reid did Andy Reid things. He's one of my favorite people in the NFL. I think he's a Hall of Fame coach. I think he has a great chance of winning the Super Bowl this year. He's still the all-time worst at time management. So if you wanted to take that quality from a coach, time management, do not do Andy Reid.
Okay, so who do you think built the worst coach?
I don't know. Let's ask our producer, Mike.
Mike, who built the worst coach? Me or Perloff?
As a longtime Jets fan, anything Adam Gase related has to be the worst. Anything. If I were looking from the outside looking in from a vacuum, I would probably go with Maggie's because Josh McDaniels just drives me crazy, and Joe Judge was such a nonsense whatever he was. But Adam Gase just takes everything from me.
Whatever he was, he's still the coach.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're not sure. Apparently, the team has not come out to give him a vote of confidence yet. But, like, I think that's – you got the answer, right? Because in New York, everyone's getting hung up right now about the fact that the players had to go out and answer for, you know, Dave Gettleman being allowed to retire unceremoniously. And now, like, the direction when there's all these questions swirling about the head coach and they, like, will not address it.
And so
but I think that's the answer, right?
Well, they have to hire a new GM, right?
They do.
So a GM comes in, I guess he could get rid of Judge.
Yeah, but see, that's the whole ridiculousness, and now we're talking about the Giants, but that's all the whole ridiculousness of the of what they did. They knew that Dave Gettleman was not going to continue after this year, yet they let him continue out the season from the trade deadline all the way through, which made no sense at all because GM is kind of where you want to get a head start, especially if you're still evaluating your head coach and might need to make a change there. So, like, you're already behind the hiring cycle when you could have gotten out in front of it.
But you kind of want a guy who was on a winning team, so maybe they're still working on their current team. Maybe, like, a Bucs guy. I don't know. But, by the way, Josh McDaniels.
Yes.
He's hot right now.
I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, we all watched what happened with the Indianapolis Colts. First of all, you watched what happened with the Denver Broncos, but I think a lot of people will forgive a person's first go-around as head coach.
And he did win a playoff game. I mean, he got with Tim Tebow quarterback.
It is
as you look
wild.
Back on that, that's a Herculean task.
It was. Nobody brought that up as Ben Roethlisberger was retiring. But anyway, they did win a playoff game and then went to New England and soundly got destroyed. But yes, they did have that moment, and it was a great moment for them. But he also spent a first-round pick on Tim Tebow. Like, that was a mistake.
Won a playoff game, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
But plus, you know the rule. If you don't say nice things about Tim Tebow, lightning and thunder
lightning
comes down and ruins
your
radio show.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to get kicked off the air, so that's good. We should praise Tebow
But
more.
McDaniels gets back to New England, has success with Tom Brady, and then creates this monster in Mac Jones, the fourth quarterback taken. You got to give him credit for that.
No, but it's not about anything he's done or hasn't done in New England. I can point to tons of guys who have success in New England. Obviously, that's why Belichick's coaching, you know, his assistants and his coaching tree is so big and his assistants get rated all the time, but they don't generally have a lot of success. It's the one no one saw coming, I think, more Mike Vrabel than anyone, and he's coaching the number one overall seed in the AFC and the Titans and did a fantastic job. But the thing about McDaniels is how could any owner or any front office think that you could bring in McDaniels and he couldn't pull the same 180 that he pulled on the Colts? I mean, the Colts got lucky that Frank Reich was available. And Frank Reich did the right thing by keeping all of the assistants that Josh McDaniels had already hired. Imagine you could have uprooted, you know, tons of families and had them go through all of that. Like, you know, we're always, NFL teams love to remind us, hey, there's people here. You know, we talk about jobs and job security. Hey, there's real actual people and real families. Josh McDaniels didn't give a crap. He went back to New England because it served him. I mean, granted, the guys had success. Good for Mac Jones. I hope they don't beat my Bills this weekend, but they probably will. I'm nervous about it already. But how could you ever trust Josh McDaniels?
I totally understand what McDaniels did, though. We've all done that. We've all made mistakes, and he started early on that mistake. He said, I don't want to be here. Would it be better to go back to New England than stay and be miserable in Indianapolis?
Fair, but there's a consequence to your actions, too, right? Even if we could understand it, how many chances should that guarantee you in the NFL? I guess I'm just thinking at it as an owner. If a general manager came to me and said, how about Josh McDaniels? I'd be like, no, because I don't have any assurances.
Yeah, but it might be worth the risk because you say this guy can fix my young quarterback. And that's what they're looking for in Chicago. That's what they're looking for in Jacksonville. So every coach is a risk. I mean,
I don't know if he's going to actually make it to training camp.
Think about it this way. I was single for years. I couldn't commit to a relationship. And like I was like Josh McDaniels. I left Indianapolis many times. Then I found my wife, which could be Jacksonville for Josh McDaniels, and I settled down for many successful years.
Yes.
So we all have, early in our careers, we make decisions that we instantly regret. So he pulled the cord early. Good for him.
Early in his career. He was like 20 years in at this point.
Josh McDaniels, he's still, how old do you think he is right now? He looks young.
I'm going to guess he's probably in his mid-40s.
Yeah, he's 45. That's young in coaching years.
In coaching years, but how long has he been coaching?
It's like Bill Belichick. He had a bad tenure in Cleveland, then came back 10 years later or 5 years later and dominated New England. McDaniels has a little bit of Belichick in him. Maybe he can reinvent himself.
You used the wrong Belichick example.
Oh, I know what you're doing. Jets and Patriots. Yeah.
The Belichick example was I now resign as HC of the NYJ on a napkin.
And that might have been the most brilliant move in NFL history. Which side are you trying to argue for here, Maggie?
I'm not sure. I'm confused. Coming up next, Peter King's going to shed some light on what's going on in the NFL, from coaching stuff to the playoff games this weekend. He's got it all. But first, a CBS Sports update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This Saturday, NFL Wildcard Weekend kicks off with two big games on CBS Saturday night at 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific. In primetime, the Patriots head to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Get set for kickoff at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific with the NFL Today. Then on Sunday at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific, it's a huge matchup in Dallas as the Niners pay a visit to Dak and the Cowboys. Two great playoff games on back-to-back days. It's Super Wildcard Weekend this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon only on CBS. Of course, a huge weekend for Maggie Gray, the Buffalo Bills. Containing her excitement, it's only Tuesday, but I think she's going to get very tense by the end of the week.
I'm tense now. What are you, crazy? It's Maggie and Perloff with you on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and we are thrilled to welcome in our next guest. He's a dear friend to both Perloff and myself. Of course, football morning in America, most distinguished sports and football writer in America. It's Peter King. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Maggie, Andrew, so glad to be on with you. I'm so excited about your show. Good luck.
Oh, thank you, Peter. And it's guests like you that are going to make this show unbelievable. Let's start here. Perloff was just reading a promo for the playoff games this weekend. Let's start there before we get into some coaching stuff. But it seems like the consensus here between this Dallas and San Francisco game is that this is a terrible matchup for the Cowboys and that Dallas could be in a lot of trouble. Do you see it that way?
I do. I mean, if I were to pick one upset this weekend, I would pick the 49ers. I think the 49ers have the ability to play a game that is not a game that the 49ers want to play, which is, you know, the 49ers, I think, have the ability to play let's slow the game down and let's give Dak the ball only 7 or 8 times. Because I think that they have the kind of running game that has shown at times this year that they can really eat the clock. Mm-hmm. In this game, it is going to be vital for San Francisco to eat the clock. The 49ers do not want to play a game in the 30s. They're not going to win that game. The Cowboys will. So I think San Francisco views this as a ball possession game, and I think you're going to see it played as such.
Hmm. You know, Peter, just a follow-up there. Sorry, Andrew. You know, I think Garoppolo maybe opened up some eyes in that big come-from-behind win against the Rams. You know, we're going to talk a lot about quarterbacks that could be on the move this offseason. If the 49ers upset the Dallas Cowboys, even if Garoppolo is not, like, the reason, but if he plays well, do you feel like the 49ers would be comfortable exploring trade options for him as they have Trey Lance now waiting on the wings?
Probably, Maggie. And it really seems like it's trending in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But all I know is this. This is the fifth year of Shanahan Lynch. In the first 4 years, their season died 3 times out of 4 because of a weak and shallow quarterback situation. Mm. Far too many times in the previous 4 years, they had to rely on guys like C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins. And so you have to know that if you trade Garoppolo and all that money, if you trade him, even if you get a one, you need very badly to figure out a way to get a guy who at minimum is Colt McCoy. And you need to get like a top 10 backup quarterback in the NFL. And that's going to take some money. You might even have to trade something good for him. But it is vitally important that they not enter next season with Joe Schmo as their backup quarterback, because it's killed them every year that they didn't have Garoppolo playing till the end. So that's how I'd look at it. I understand people say, let's go get something for Garoppolo. And look, there's a chance, because of the weakness of the college quarterback crop, somebody in the middle of that first round, who knows, maybe the Steelers pay a one for Garoppolo. Maybe the Saints pay a one for Garoppolo. I don't know. We'll see. But that's going to be a real interesting one to watch.
So if Jimmy G's not on the trade market, there are reports that Aaron Rodgers might be content in Green Bay, Russell Wilson might stay in Seattle, and Baker Mayfield staying in Cleveland. Peter, who are we going to be talking about in a month when this is all said
yeah,
and done?
Right.
Who's the big quarterback moving?
Andrew, to me, and look, is there anybody right now who's really excited about trading for Deshaun Watson?
No.
Not that I'm hearing. I mean, first of all, you have absolutely no idea when he's going to be able to play. Well, it doesn't look like he's going to end up in prison, but no one knows. And how Deshaun Watson and his attorneys allowed this thing to linger and to not finish it off. You know, look, they should have found a way last offseason to, I don't even know what the number is. You figure out what the number is, $5, $6, $7 million. I truly don't know what the number is. And I'm not trying to make light of this, but Deshaun Watson and his lawyers should have done everything in their power, everything, to make this thing end. You know, this is the legal case that never ends. And they did a bad job, in my opinion, with figuring out that this is not just going to ruin one season for Watson. It has a very good chance of ruining two. And I still see no end in sight in this. So, to me, in the immortal words of Mad Dog Russo, bad job.
Right.
By Watson in his camp.
Yeah, on many levels, I think that works. Peter King is joining us. Of course, Football Morning in America, it's appointment reading every Monday morning. Want to get to a couple coaches. And, Peter, the thing that I think is wild is it's so rare when a coach gets fired and the fan base is, like, incensed. Like, usually when a coach gets fired, the fan base would drive that coach to the airport. They can't wait for the coach to leave town. But with Brian Flores, it seemed like Dolphins fans were really caught off guard here, and they believe that Flores, you know, really may, you know, got the raw end of the deal. How do you see this with Flores, and do you see him getting a job right away?
You know, look, if I've been covering this league for a long time, and it's easy when you see something happen right away to say, The two big takeaways from the last 48 hours is, Brandon Staley, you're an idiot for calling that timeout. And Stephen Ross, you have no idea what you're doing, firing a coach who went 8-1 down the stretch, just swept the Patriots, went 4-2 against New England in his three years. What in the world are you doing? There is absolutely no way that Stephen Ross is going to make that decision without there being 10 stories, or at least 3 or 4 big stories underneath the surface that we really don't know yet. Jeff Darlington of ESPN was all over ESPN yesterday talking about his lousy relationship with Tua Tagovailoa, his desire against all logical odds to go get Deshaun Watson last year, even though they had no idea when he'd be able to play. And so they were all, there's a lot of stuff. There's, you know, I don't know the reason. No one really knows the reason, but there's got to be a reason why he had, and I forget what the count is, but I think I've heard it's 10, offensive coordinators, quarterback coaches, and offensive line coaches together combined in 3 years. You know, what in the world is going on inside that building that makes the most important positions, some of the most important positions on a coaching staff, churn the way they did for the Dolphins? I don't know the answer to that, but I do think all that is a part of what happened.
With that being said, do you think Flores gets a job this hiring cycle, a head coaching job?
I think he's going to have some pretty good explanations. It's the easiest thing in the world if you're the Bears is to say, oh, Flores, you come in, you clean up the mess that Matt Nagy left. You come on, you clean it up. Well, that all sounds good, and you win the press conference. But then the question is, okay, who's coaching the quarterback? That's all that matters. You know, we've lost our ability to basically think logically about why almost every coach who gets fired gets fired. Why did Vic Fangio get fired? Everybody in that building, including players in front, everybody loved Vic Fangio. You know why he got fired? They had 7 starting quarterbacks in 3 years. They've had 22 starting quarterbacks in Denver in the last 21 years. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. You know, but Peter, that speaks to whose fault is that? You know, like you could say the coach for not developing one of these guys, or you could say the general manager in front office for not giving them any talent, you know, and giving them quarterbacks that really couldn't succeed.
They chose Maggie in Vic Fangio's first year to, you know, to make a trade out of their first round pick with the Steelers. To trade down, and then in the second round to go get Drew Lock.
Yeah.
Drew Lock is not the answer. Never has been the answer. And so, you know, and Elway, John Elway, has made a bunch of decisions on quarterbacks, and everyone was wrong. So, you know, Vic Fangio is not hiring the quarterbacks. You know, the quarterbacks that came in were Elway's decision.
What about Harbaugh with the Bears, Peter?
I can see Harbaugh with the Bears. I could see Harbaugh with the Raiders. But I don't know. I think that's a big, dark mystery. I think he would love to have people come at him and throw a lot of money at him so that he has a decision to make. But I don't know if that's going to happen, Maggie. Yeah. The Bears don't strike me as an organization that's going to say, hey, Jim, we'll give you 4 years and $50 million to come and coach our team. They're not that kind of team, although they do love Harbaugh.
One name Maggie and I couldn't figure out, Josh McDaniels. Was it too much damage done when he backed out of Indy, or is he a guy who's going to get a head coaching job again, possibly this year?
The question is, Andrew, if you're Josh McDaniels, and what I've heard about him is that the only way he would leave New England is if he thinks legitimately, not pie in the sky, not Shad Khan, sitting with Shad Khan for a day and a half and getting excited. You know, he's only going somewhere if he legitimately feels he's got a chance to win. Otherwise, he'd rather be a coordinator with a team that's got a chance every year. And so that, to me, is what I think about Josh McDaniels. If you ask me my gut feeling, I don't think he's going to get a job this cycle because what's the job out there that you say now? Ironically, the best job, the place I could see him really doing well in, is Denver. But obviously, they will get a good quarterback. I can tell you, George Payton will find a way. You know, by hook or by crook, he will get a quarterback this year, and it would be great to have McDaniels coach him. But obviously, it's a non-starter because of his history there.
Yeah, it's too much. Peter King is our guest. Just a couple more minutes with you, Peter, and thanks again for doing this. You mentioned about, you know, or Perloff asked about McDaniels because of what happened with Indianapolis. I mean, as terrible as it was for the Colts, for their fans, to lay an egg like they did in Jacksonville and not be in the playoffs is just so gut-wrenching. Add on top of it, I did not think it could get worse for them, Peter. Then last night in Indy, the College Football National Championship game, who's out there on the field But, like, the ghost of Andrew Luck, I mean,
yeah.
And good for him that he seems like he's doing great, has no regrets about walking away from football. But that is tough to take if you are a Colts fan. That is a rough 24 hours, not just to lose, but then be reminded of what you had in Andrew Luck.
Look, he you know, the worst thing right now for the Colts is not just the gut-wrenching loss. It's the fact that, and I've read and I've heard and I'm looking at my internet and I'm looking at some commentators on TV really throwing shade at Frank Reich and Chris Ballard for, you know, for the last 8 days and losing to the Raiders and the, you know, at home and then losing to the awful Jaguars. And I get that. This falls on one person's shoulders, Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. Period. End of story. He had, before he had the meaningless touchdown late in the fourth quarter at Jacksonville, totally meaningless, garbage time of garbage time touchdowns at Jacksonville. He had gone 11 consecutive possessions going back to the fourth quarter in Indianapolis against the Raiders last week. 11 possessions with one field goal in those 11 possessions. Look, this guy might be a shadow of what he was 3 and 4 years ago, because he certainly didn't look like a franchise quarterback other than maybe one or two games all season this year. He looks like less of a sure thing than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, boy.
He really does.
Peter, we're up against a break. We got to say, you're treating Don Bonamassa, your editor, well. You're filing on time, I hope, right? I'm a former editor of yours.
I am.
Thank you, Peter, for the time. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Peter.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the playoff games this weekend. I know you're a former Peter King's editor.
I am one of very few people. It's a rare honor.
Coming up next, of course, on the radio side, we're with you for another hour on CBS Sports Network. Enjoy Hofstra at Towson. Don't move. It's Maggie and Perloff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.